Hello, my name is Lucinet Haslakyan. I'm the deputy head of the Water Resources Management Agency of the Ministry of Nature Protection of Armenia. First of all, I would like to thank the Country Water Partnership Armenia for selecting me for this interview. It's an honor for me. I would like to mention that it's only been a month that I undertook this position. It is pretty interesting for me because I used to work for international projects and it was really different from the governmental structure and governmental approach to the issues in the water sector. My daily work includes coordinating the work of the two divisions within the Water Agency, that's State Water Cadastre Division and Water Use Permit Division. So I mainly work in this area and I get number of assignments from the government, from the minister. We get letters and requests from citizens as well. People request information about current issues related to water in different communities. It's pretty broad and very interesting, I would say.
Thank you very much. What can you say about the main problems that you face in your work as a woman?
I would like to mention that I'm the gender focal point for Global Water Partnership, Caucasus and Central Asia region. And as a woman, I don't really face major challenges, and I think it's all about personality. Although women are underrepresented in the managerial level in water resources. If you look at our website, you look at the structure of the ministry and people's positions that people occupy, you would see that mostly men are represented in a managerial position. So, like in our agency, there is the head and two deputies. So, my both colleagues are men. I'm the only female. But I think if you have sufficient educational background and if you have leadership skills and if you really love your profession, you can succeed. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. I was able to attend various international trainings and workshops, which also helped to build my skills, both professional and communication skills. So this was really helpful. And one of those opportunities was the workshop at the University of Dundee in Scotland, which was kindly supported by the Global Water Partnership in 2014. I had a chance to attend this course, which was also an interesting opportunity. These kinds of trainings and workshops worldwide help improving and enhancing professional capacities and keeping you up to date. So these are really useful skills that help you overcome any challenges that you face in your professional work.
Thank you. Your advice, recommendation to other women who are in a similar situation, I mean in the water sector?
Yeah. What I would recommend to women who are dealing with water issues, and we have many issues in the country related to water management, wastewater treatment, etc. Sometimes it seems that those issues are unsolvable, but you should never give up. That's my first advice, is never give up. And never feel that if you're a woman, it means you're weaker or you're unprofessional. No, I think the best advice that I would tell to my colleagues and friends all over the world, to women, keep learning, keep improving your knowledge, keep educating yourself. because on my own experience, that's what I have done. I never stop learning, and even now I tell to my employees that I'm ready to learn from them as well. Because after studying here in Armenia, I continued my education in the United States. I got master's in environmental science, and after 9 years of work in international projects, I decided to do another master's at the University of Oxford in water management, and it was also very useful and interesting experience. I gained a lot of friends, improved my knowledge in the water sector. So that would be one advice, never stop learning. Another thing that I would like to mention is keep smiling, because when a woman smiles, it's really difficult for men to refuse any requests related to the professional area. So it's helpful. At least it's helpful. If you need an information or if you would like to convince someone on your professional opinion, that's also useful. So just be happy and smile every day. Even if you're a boss, be a nice one.
Yeah, thank you very much.